Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. With all of our wetlands, Florida is blessed with a diversity of herons and egrets, birds of long-legged elegance that are readily recognized as they stand motionless or wade in shallow waters in search of the fishes and other aquatic animals they feed on. Most nest in large colonies, some numbering in the thousands. The smallest of our native herons, however, doesn't fit this stereotype. The green heron is about crow-sized, generally nests solitarily or in small numbers, and because it has short legs, it's not much of a wader. The green heron is a bird of small ponds and streams that usually does its fishing from shore or from a log or other structure in the water or from a low-hanging branch. The green heron is found throughout the eastern United States and southern Canada, along the Pacific coast north to British Columbia and south into Mexico. Many migrate from northern areas, spending the winter in Mexico, Central America, and northern South America, but some can be found in California and Florida at any season. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. Colloquial names of plants and animals often tell us a little bit about their unique behaviors or ecology, and the green heron illustrates this. Early English settlers in North America knew the green heron because they often encountered it as they hunted along small streams and lake shores. Two colloquial names were common and are still heard today. The green heron has sometimes been known as the fly up the creek, and sometimes as shite poke. I've heard both names used by older birders and hunters, though rarely have they known the origins of those names. The green heron often remains still as a human approaches, and unseen because of its camouflaging brown, black, and greenish plumage. Then it flies off ahead of the human up the creek. It may do this again and again if the human continues in the same direction. Then it will circle around behind the human, back to its hunting site downstream. The name shitepoke also has its origin in the bird's behavior. Almost every time a green heron takes off, it defecates. Poke is an Old English word for bag, and shite, well, it's an Old English word too. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. Among our herons and egrets, the green heron may be the most unusual fisherman. Because of its short legs, a green heron is not much of a wader. Instead, it typically fishes from the bank, a log, or sometimes floating vegetation. It is also adept at fishing while clinging to a branch that hangs over water. A green heron remains motionless as it waits for small fishes or other small animals to come near. Then it stabs quickly, just as other herons do. If the fishing isn't good, however, the green heron improves its odds by using bait. It finds bits of leaves, maybe a small insect, or even plucks one of its own small feathers and drops it on the surface within easy stabbing distance. When a fish comes to investigate, the green heron gets its next meal. The use of bait by the green heron is a common behavior of this species and is a rare example of tool use by a bird. Other herons that are closely related to our green heron are known from South America, Africa, and Asia, and bait fishing has been reported for them as well. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. Most of our herons and egrets nest in large colonies, not so the small green heron. Single pairs, or less often small groups, of green herons typically nest in shrubs or small trees near wetland feeding areas. In South Florida and other areas with distinct wet and dry seasons, green herons begin nesting when the rains begin. This assures that there will be a good supply of fishes and amphibians to feed hungry heron chicks. A green heron nest is a flimsy, unlined platform of twigs on which it usually lays a dull, pale, greenish-blue egg every other day until its clutch of 3 to 5 eggs is complete. Both parents help in building the nest and caring for the eggs and young. Downy gray green heron chicks hatch in a little over 3 weeks, and by the time they are a week old, they venture from the nest to climb onto nearby branches. Because the parents begin incubating when the first egg is laid, the chicks don't all hatch at once. Thus, a brood of green herons will include chicks of varying sizes. The chicks grow quickly and are often capable of flying by the time they are a month old. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The green heron is unusual among North American herons because it is only crow-sized and has relatively short legs. It gets its common name from the glossy greenish-black feathers of its head and back, but also has a striking dark, rust-colored neck that fades to lighter earth tones on its breast and belly, and greenish-black wing feathers that are edged with buff. While the green heron's small size and its tendency to feed from shore or in very shallow water make it vulnerable to predators, its earthy colors provide camouflage that allows it to blend in with the shaded pond and stream edges it frequents. The green heron's behavior also helps it elude predators. It sometimes responds to the approach of danger by freezing, its neck outstretched and bill pointed upward, thus blending in with dried weeds, a trick perfected by other heron relatives, the bitterns. The green heron's flight is slow and deliberate, making it vulnerable to larger hawks, but during the day, its flights are usually very short. During longer flights of migration, green herons travel at night, thus avoiding hawks and saving their days for fishing. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.